Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Well, the new jobs numbers out today showing a slowdown in growth that is concerning economists. So what is the outlook here in Michigan as we roll through 2012 without the Michigan business tax? Are state businesses really doing better? To talk about that, I'm joined by Mike Finney, president and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Mike, thanks for coming on the program once again.
Yeah, I'm glad to join you, Mike.
You know, when you see these monthly numbers, that we had 115,000 new jobs, expected 160,000. In February, we had over 250,000 new jobs. This kind of a decline in the jobs numbers, do you view that as a worrisome trend?
Well, the national economy definitely has a significant potential impact on Michigan. We saw that when the major recession happened. Michigan certainly led the country and had some of the worst economic numbers of every single state. The good news is, though, is that we have managed to weather the recovery better than most, and Michigan is actually leading most other states out of the recession, and we are not seeing any major or any significant signals that that's going to change. The manufacturing sector is continuing to do well, and that's more than just automotive. It includes the agricultural sector here in our state, furniture, and a few other things, and so we are pretty optimistic that Michigan will continue to do well. And all the economic numbers that we're seeing related to Michigan continue to be relatively favorable.
One place Michigan is not doing well is our image when it comes to how CEOs view us. The Chief Executive magazine came out with its annual Best Worst States for Business. We are once again ranked 46th. How problematic is that image that we have with CEOs, and what kinds of things are they telling you personally?
Yeah, so we're hearing extremely positive news from the CEOs we're interfacing with. Obviously, the publication, which I'm not totally familiar with, it has a process for going about surveying CEOs. But I think what's really important is that when we see surveys like that one, we're going to reach out to CEO Magazine and ensure that they are, in fact, looking at the latest data and that they understand that Michigan has changed its business tax, and we were from being 49th to now we're 7th. Our overall business climate in terms of taxes, up to 12th from 18th. Some 100,000, nearly 100,000 businesses in our state no longer pay a business tax. Michigan's jobs numbers have consistently improved over the last 2 years to the tune of probably 80, 90,000 jobs added.
When you talk to business leaders and business owners about expanding or bringing their business to Michigan, what are the things that are really making them decide either to come here or maybe to not?
Well, almost unanimously, they talk about the needs they have for talent first. And if Michigan is positioned to provide them with the talent they need, we have an opportunity to be considered for their expansion or growth. And Michigan does have a very strong talent base, particularly when it comes to manufacturing. We have great engineering. We have great engineering technicians. We have manufacturing assembly capability, manufacturing engineering capability. And so we are a very strong state as businesses that are in the manufacturing sector are looking for options. But we also have become a player in some of the technology sectors like IT and software. You look at the announcement that was made just a week or so ago by GE, and they're not the only one. They're continuing to invest in Michigan because we have this incredible talent base that can, in fact, support businesses.
Well, you know,
beyond talent, they talk a little bit about taxes and other costs, but those things tend to be secondary.
Yeah, I had the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business on the program yesterday. He said in a new survey they're coming out with that many small businesses are actually finding a lack of qualified candidates when they're looking to hire now here in Michigan. Isn't that part of the issue, though, that we do have job openings now that people are simply not qualified to take?
Yeah, it's definitely an issue. We know that we have about 80,000 jobs where there is a mismatch between the talent and education levels that are available and the kind of people that are needed. And that's not a problem that's unique to Michigan. I'm talking to my peers around the country, and it seems that everybody's facing that. Unfortunately, during the economic downturn, a lot of workers left the workforce, and they were eligible for retirement, and they did. And the pipeline of young people to backfill that is not as robust as it needs to be. And so a lot of our efforts are concentrated on improving the talent climate and availability of talent. We're working with our community colleges, our four-year institutions, to try and ensure that we are focused on the available job opportunities and not just education for education's sake.
I'm talking to Mike Finney, the president and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Although with an incredibly high cost of tuition now here in Michigan and in across the country, doesn't it almost make sense that with the difficulties involved in the enormous debt students need to take on, don't you view that as a major problem that is resulting in us not having the talent pool we need?
Well, certainly the availability and access to education is definitely one of the contributing factors. You know, I think our state is doing everything it can to support higher education. All of our universities, and I'm saying all in a general way, our universities continue to increase their enrollment. And so students are finding a way to fund their education. While it would be great if the costs were going down or even staying flat, we know it's not. And we know that the state as a whole has been challenged to continue to fund education at ever-increasing levels. But the bottom line is that students are finding ways to fund their education because our universities continue to have increasing enrollment.
Now, the personal property tax and its elimination, it's now out of committee. Is there any clear reason, do you think, to make that move a year after getting rid of the MBT rather than maybe letting local municipalities retain that revenue for the time being?
Well, my understanding of how the personal property tax change is being developed is that it will attempt to be neutral with respect to the impact on communities and really, you know, bring Michigan more in line with many other states that we compete with respect to the personal property tax. Again, without going into a lot of detail, my understanding is that there could be a relatively small impact, but the goal is clearly to try and minimize any impact that might happen on local municipalities.
Are we really viewed as that much less of an attractive business climate than some of our neighbors based on this single tax?
I don't think there is a single factor that makes a state more or less competitive. There are many factors, but when taken in total, we know that we still have a ways to go to be an upper echelon state where businesses want to locate at. So, you know, the Tax Foundation adjusted our ranking from 49th to 7th. We have to ensure that we continue to work toward being one of the best states in the country when it comes to business costs. And so so you can't just take one factor and say that it's going to make the difference. Frankly, the factor that is most important is talent, as I mentioned earlier, and doing everything we can to ensure that we have a talent pool is the most important thing that we can do.
But can't businesses that set up shop here in Michigan just draw talent from other places in the country?
We do have some in-migration of talent, but Michigan is at a neutral point with respect to out-migration and in-migration. We need to really get that to a point where young and professional talent is coming back to Michigan. We still have a lot of work to do in that regard, but it is an important part of our strategy, and we have programs designed to help bring talent back to Michigan.
Now, if talent is this primary factor, what do you think state lawmakers should be doing right now to increase that talent pool?
Well, the budget process is underway right now, and I know embedded in the budget process is a variety of different approaches that will support education at the K-12 and at the community college and college level. So I think those are important things. Some of the activities that we have that are designed to focus on workforce preparedness are also important to continue funding. We do that in a combination of the Michigan Works agencies throughout the state, as well as the community colleges. So it's important to continue supporting those. And my understanding of what's under consideration in the budgets from the governor's budget, as well as what's active in the House and in the Senate, will provide a level of support. So those are the kind of things that need to happen.
Well, what about, though, taxes and regulations? You're saying talent is the key. Are business leaders then generally not pointing to our state's taxation level and the amount of regulation we have as any kind of a major issue for them right now?
Well, talent is the first issue that allows you to compete. So if we have the talent that's needed, we then have an opportunity to compete for business. Once we get beyond talent, a number of other factors surface. The cost of doing business is an obvious one. And that comes in a number of different forms: the cost of labor, the cost of taxes, and other factors. There's also the quality of place or quality of living. Businesses are concerned about that because they want to understand that there's something to do beyond just work when they place people in a location. And again, Michigan has some great quality of place amenities. In fact, you know, according to ABC News, Good Morning America, we've got the most beautiful place in the United States and Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Finally, the new companies that are going to be playing the biggest roles in the coming years here in Michigan and hopefully provide jobs in the state, which sector do you expect those companies to be in?
Well, Michigan's three most significant sectors have not changed probably for some time. Manufacturing across all the different sectors is number one, and that includes everything from automotive to furniture to food processing. Second is agriculture. And that's a huge player for us. And third is tourism. And I think those three and businesses associated with those will continue to do well based on all indicators.
Mike Finney, President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Mike, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.